Good evening. It is Tuesday, December 8th in the year 2020. I hope that you were blessed today during the second week of our Advent journey as we travel from wherever this strange year has brought us toward the Feast of the Incarnation, toward the manger, toward God with us, toward Christmas. I'm so grateful to you for being a part of this prayer ministry. This fellowship blesses me every day, and I hope it blesses you as well. My name is Bob, and this is Evening Prayer. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. The Lord be with you. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen. O God, make haste to help us. O Lord, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. The psalm appointed for this evening is Psalm 36. There is a voice of rebellion deep in the heart of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He flatters himself in his own eyes that his hateful sin will not be found out. The words of his mouth are wicked and deceitful. He has left off acting wisely and doing good. He thinks up wickedness upon his bed and has set himself in no good way. He does not abhor that which is evil. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You save both man and beast, O Lord. How priceless is your love, O God! Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They feast upon the abundance of your house. You give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your favor to those who are true of heart. Let not the foot of the proud come near me, nor the hand of the wicked push me away. See how they are fallen, those who work wickedness. They are cast down and shall not be able to rise. And the second psalm is Psalm 39. I said, I will keep watch upon my ways, so that I do not offend with my tongue. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while the wicked are in my presence. So I held my tongue and said nothing. I refrained from rash words, but my pain became unbearable. My heart was hot within me while I pondered. The fire burst into flame. I spoke out with my tongue. Lord, let me know my end and the number of my days, so that I may know how short my life is. You have given me a mere handful of days, and my lifetime is as nothing in your sight. Truly, even those who stand erect are but a puff of wind. We walk about like a shadow, and in vain we are in turmoil. We heap up riches and cannot tell who will gather them. And now what is my hope? O Lord, my hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions, and do not make me the taunt of the fool. I fell silent and did not open my mouth, for surely it was you that did it. Take your affliction from me. I am worn down by the blows of your hand. With rebukes for sin you punish us like a moth. You eat away all that is dear to us. Truly, everyone is but a puff of wind. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears, for I am but a sojourner with you, a wayfarer, as all my forebears were. Turn your gaze from me, that I may be glad again before I go my way and am no more. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The lesson this evening from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, beginning with verse 29. Then Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Every day he was teaching in the temple, and at night he would go out and spend the night on the Mount of Olives, as it was called, and all the people would get up early in the morning to listen to him in the temple. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A lot of darkness in this evening's readings. There is darkness and light in the scripture. There is no light without shadow. They exist together. And the writers of scripture, the tellers of the Bible's stories, knew that darkness as well as we do. The verse begins, "There's a voice of rebellion deep in the heart of the wicked. Who among us has not heard that voice within our own heart? That call to rebel against what we know is right. That call to rebel against the life Jesus calls us to live for ourselves, for one another, for God." I think we've all heard that voice. Jesus even heard that voice in his own heart when the devil tempted him. And you know, in the story of the temptation of Christ, we know of three instances, but I have to believe that there were thousands in the course of the life of the incarnate God. Satan must have whispered in his ear night and day. Just as he does to us. And the psalmist, in despair, finally says, "We walk about like a shadow, and in vain we're in turmoil." It means nothing. Nothing matters. Nothing means anything. We heap up riches and cannot tell who will gather them. And finally he says, "Now what is my hope?" And that question hangs as if suspended in the air. And with a breath, it is answered. O Lord, my hope is in you. My hope is in you. I'm but a sojourner with you. I'm just a visitor here, Lord. I'm just traveling for a brief moment through this world. Be kind to me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, has been talking about the end times, what the theologians call eschatology, what we often think of as the end of the world, signs of the end times. And here, finally, he says, you look at the fig tree and you see leaves and you know summer's coming. So when you see all the things I've been talking about, wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and floods and terrors and plagues, recognize them. Know that the judgment is coming, the end is coming, and be on your guard. Be on your guard. Be alert, Jesus says. Be alert. Be awake. Often Jesus' preaching terrorized the status quo, terrorized the people in positions of power, the people who stood to lose their position, their wealth, the respect of the people around them, their leadership posts. But here Jesus is saying something much more frightening, I think. Here he's warning his disciples, the ones who would follow him, be alert and pray for strength. Be alert. Don't be deceived by that voice in your heart. Don't be deceived when Satan whispers in your ear. Be alert. You are not safe. You are in danger, Jesus says. And pray that you will have the strength to escape all these things, all these signs. Because the only strength you have comes not from riches, not from position, not from knowledge, not from authority, not from your parents or your ancestors or your name or the color of your skin. The only strength you have, the only hope you have, is in the mercy and the kindness and the loving kindness of God. So watch out. There will be temptations. You will feel called to do things that you know are wrong, for the greater good. Maybe because they won't really do any harm, they won't really matter to anybody, nobody will know. Be on your guard. There's a voice in all of our hearts, calling us to turn away from the one who loves us. And each of us at one time or another yields to that voice, follows that call, But our hope is not even in our own righteousness. Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in the God who chose to put on flesh and bone, to take temptation upon himself, who chose to become one of us, to learn what it was to be one of us, and to teach us that we are not without hope, that we are more than a shadow, we are more than dust that blows away after our last breath. Where then is my hope? My hope is in the Lord. Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us say together what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, we entreat you, O Lord. That your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill, we entreat you, O Lord. That we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses, we entreat you, O Lord. That there may be peace to your church and to the whole world, we entreat you, O Lord. That we may depart this life in your faith and fear, and not be condemned before the great judgment seat of Christ, we entreat you, O Lord. That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in the communion of all your saints, and trusting one another and all our life to Christ, we entreat you, O Lord. Merciful God, who sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation, give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. And give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. Amen. This evening from the World Cycle of Prayer, we pray for the people of Senegal. And from the Ecumenical Cycle of Prayer, we pray for our sisters and brothers, members of the Kleine Gemeinde. O Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life we may not forget you, but may remember that we are ever walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray now for our own needs and for those of others. Almighty God, we thank you for making the earth fruitful so that it might produce what is needed for life. Bless those who work in the fields. Give us seasonable weather and grant that we may all share the fruits of the earth, rejoicing in your goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we entrust all who are dear to us to your never-failing care and love for this life and the life to come, knowing that you are doing for them better things than we can desire or pray for. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning and rest we will be saved, in quietness and confidence will be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated unto you. And then use us, we pray you, as you will, and always to your glory and the welfare of your people, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.